Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Gorsica. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Gorsica. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Yurk moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bartel. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Bartel steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Clift reaches second base with a double. Judnick moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judnick scores. Clift moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Bartel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hefner moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorsica hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bartel bunts towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gorsica moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorsica scores. Bartel moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Greenberg picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Greenberg. Clift moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. There goes McQuinn trying to get to third. Steinbach throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags McQuinn for the out. It's 3-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. York reaches second base with a double. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. York hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Swift moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Pinky Higgins pinch hits for Al Benton. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higgins for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Dick Bartell. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Tebbets scores. It's Browns, 4, Tigers, 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Averill goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.